Sokala Duma Radio.
A very good afternoon and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. It's a Friday and we are live. I am your host, Shane Matsoyane. I'm not alone though. My partner in crime is here. Our sound engineer, that is Simon Strella, is the producer of the show. There's plenty to talk about here today. There's Bafana Bafana updates with regards to the COSAFA tournament currently taking place in KZN. Botswana coach Mogomo Tsempute will be also speaking to us. Stick around and this is Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Bafana Bafana is playing a quarterfinal game tomorrow, I mean on Sunday, against their neighbors, that is Botswana, in the COSAFA Cup Championship, which is currently underway in KwaZulu-Natal. Earlier on, we caught up with the man who will be captaining the side, and that is Tertius Malepe. This is our interview with him. Hope you enjoyed the conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.
And now joining us on the line is the Bafana Bafana captain for the COSAFA squad, and that is Tertius Malepe. Tertius, welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. How are you doing?
I'm cool, man. How are you?
Ah, very well, my brother. Look, how are the preparations going so far, and how is the mood in the camp?
Yeah, the mood in the camp is okay, man. And, you know, since Monday, we've been preparing so well, and it was never easy, especially the Monday training, because we're from our holiday.
Mm.
Of course, our league finished a week ago.
Yeah.
Some other European players 2 weeks, some just this week. But up to so far, we've been training so hard, and I believe we are in the same level now. And the boys, all of us, we're ready for Sunday game.
Yeah, because I was about to ask you about your fitness level. I mean, with the season having concluded a few weeks ago, it's understandable that your level of fitness won't be the same as when the season is still on. But what are the fitness trainers saying at Bafana about your level of fitness ahead of the game on Sunday?
I can say it's quite happy because we've been pushing ourselves. Like I said, since Monday, the Monday session was hard for us, but we had to push us so hard and we cooperated. And he was happy after the session, but now I can say our chests are open, and I can say we at least 70% is there.
Mm.
And we have another session today, later on, and tomorrow, of course. By Sunday, we'll be ready.
Yeah, and a huge responsibility on your shoulders, Tishi. I mean, a captain of the national team, it doesn't get bigger than that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes those are the things that you as a player, you need to be privileged for.
Mm.
And of course, the trust from the head coaches, caring for the nation, caring the nation, of course, but all thanks to my players, I mean, the squad from under 20, I'm still with them, the likes of the Mogomo Kwena, you know. Yeah, it's easy, I mean, we communicate, you know.
Mm.
That's how Kikendo, I was with him at Olympics.
Sure.
You know, we talk as players, and of course, even such players, it's never a problem because, you know, they were professionals, they know what it takes to be a national team, they know the responsibility of representing the country.
Mm.
So it's easy, and I think for me, it's just a normal feeling. The difference is just wearing arm belt, and of course, the leadership in the field, that's everyone has that leadership in the national team, the qualities are there.
Mm.
So for me, the difference between them is just for wearing the belt in the field, and of course, leadership in the at the back of the line, in the middle, at the left back position, just to communicate to the players. And you know, at the end, we have a common goal, which is to represent our country with pride.
Yeah, okay. And Tertius, I mean, 90% of the squad makes up of the under 23 players. And with the upcoming under 23 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers coming up, are you hoping that maybe this tournament will help in terms of readiness for the qualifiers?
Yes, of course. Yeah, as Coach Notoni says, they also take it as a preparations for the AFCON qualifiers. But we as players, we also have to have that mind. Also, you know what, whatever comes, we need to utilize the opportunity because if we don't do well, then the confidence is taken away already.
Mm.
So all we need to do is to raise our hands and show the head coaches that, you know what, we're ready to compete and to represent our country with pride during AFCON qualifiers.
Yeah.
So, and as you know, nobody got a position in the national team setup. We have a lot of players who are willing to have the opportunity that we got now. Like I say, privileged to be here. All we need to do is to keep focused and not underestimate the opposition. And of course, and get the results, because what is important and what will rise up at the confidence of all the players around here. And obviously, last one to show the coaches that we're ready to compete in AFCON qualifier.
Yeah. And are you aware of the squad that you are, the players that you are coming up against? Because we gather that most of them were together in 2017 in Morocco at the Under-17 Championships. And now they are also here in the COSAFA tournament. Are you aware of any of those boys playing for Botswana that you are coming up against over the weekend?
Yeah, of course. We have a technical team. They've been working so hard to get played, various games, and of course, we still analyze them. That's the huge job we do off the field, of course, is analyzing and improving our individual play and as a group, you know. So we have the information, they see everything they've got, and we're still working on it. Of course, we'll be aware of what we'll be against on Sunday.
Yeah.
So all we need to do is to keep focused and work hard.
Yeah. Okay, lastly, Tesi, what can the people of South Africa expect from you guys in the COSAFA Cup this year?
Yeah, of course, through hard work, man, and through hard work, and, you know, if we really keep our heads up and take one game at a time, I believe that's, because that's what is important. One game at a time, then we reach our target. You can't just dream about being a champion of COSAFA, but you still have steps to go through. So all you need to do is to focus on the first step, so that we don't fall. Yeah. Because if you can look at fast steps, then we fall before you can even step on the first step. So all you need to do is to focus on the Botswana game on Sunday, keep focus and put effort in the game. And of course, by the grace of God, we'll get the result, and you know, that's all we're going to start focusing on the next game until the final game. So that's what it takes to be a champion. You can't just dream of being champion without taking care of the oppositions that are around you before getting there. So all you need to do is to focus on this Botswana game on Sunday.
We love that mentality, the mentality of champions this year. Good luck on your game against Botswana over the weekend, brother. Thank you so much for taking your time and speaking to us on Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And that was the captain of Bafana at the COSAFA tournament, and that is Utesius Malepe. Also, there was also a media briefing yesterday at Moses Mabhida Stadium, and Coach David Notwane was speaking to the media houses who were in attendance yesterday. He made mention of some international stars like Keegan Dolly, who arrived in the country a few days ago. He also spoke about the players' level of fitness ahead of their crucial game on Sunday against Botswana. This is Coach David Notwane, and this is what he had to say to the media.
By evening, you know, everyone was here except the two players, overseas base players, Keegan Dolly and Liam Jordan, who were involved in their weekend team matches. So Keegan Dolly, we have confirmation, is landed. He'll be joining us later today. Unfortunately, he can't make the training session this afternoon. We'll assess, you know, where we are in terms of the physical conditioning of the player. Because remember, most of the boys in this core group have been inactive for a period of about 3 weeks. Of course, there are those that just completed their season, you know, a week or two ago, you know, the likes of Lepasa. So they should be okay, you know. So over the next 2 days, we will monitor and assess in terms of the match preparedness. Of course, you know, discipline is very important in football. It's probably the first foundation of success, you know, in football. The mentality, you know, comes in, but discipline and mentality cannot be separated, of course, as you'd know. And unfortunately, we don't have control of that. You know, when you bring a player into a professional setup, you bring them in because you believe in their talent, you believe you can develop that talent, you believe that you can shape that talent. For us, however, yes, it's about preparation for AFCON in Egypt. But first, we have to go past Zimbabwe. Of course, we are disappointed with the postponement of the Zimbabwe final qualifying leg, but that's what we have. So this gives us an opportunity to continue looking at our permutations and improve certain aspects of our game.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And that was the voice of Coach David Notwane speaking to the media yesterday. We didn't end there, though. We also spoke to the Botswana and national team head coach, that is Mogomotse Mputse. And this was our conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.
And now joining us on the line is Botswana national team head coach, and that is Mogomo Tsembute. Coach, welcome to Sokala Duma Radio.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Your listeners, happy to talk to you today in this morning.
Are you settling in nicely in KZN?
Yes. It's nice. I'm settling just, I think it's our second home here. We don't have any police problems, no.
Yeah. And your first game is against the host, Bafana Bafana. How have the preparations been?
Oh, quite well. We started, we started with Angola. We played, we lost 1-0 to Angola, AFCON qualifying.
Sure.
Then we played Chan twice, Seychelles, we won 2-0 home, then 3-1 away. That gave us, you know, better preparation. The fact that at times we don't have funds to play those kind of games. So right now I'm happy with the preparation because we played two games and we are looking at the mistakes and try to correct them. Work on the boys because this team is a youthful squad with one or two experience, which I believe. Working with these young boys and playing those kind of things, it will you know, help us.
And this is one competition that, coach, you have never done well in. I mean, you've never won this COSAFA tournament. What are you hoping to do different this time in order to improve that record of not winning the COSAFA Cup?
Yeah, first and foremost, you are playing the host, that is Bafana Bafana. The second is the COSAFA is a development tournament for the southern countries, and I'm looking at this tournament as a development for our players, and our preparation so far we are heading to play the team that we know that we have never and we haven't won the COSAFA. So we looking at the fact that we have been playing this chance. I think it's the best preparation to go and to beat Bafana and go further with the tournament, because it will help us also looking at we are to play the qualifying AFCON and the World Cup is coming. So these are the games that if you go further, you play 4, 5, or 3 games, your boys will be now they will have that feeling of the competition. So it will help us, yeah.
Yeah, and coach, most of the time we see coaches bringing in those players that we call the fringe players. I mean, so to give them some time, some game time. But we see you brought in the experienced Joel Mokgorosi. What inspired his inclusion into the national team?
Yeah, Joel is a leader. You will remember that the boys that I brought them here, they are the under 17 that qualified 2013 Morocco, and those are young boys. Then I find a suit to bring as well as the leader and try to bring that experience so that he leads the young boys, bring that confidence to them, and bring the competitive spirit. And we are trying to nurture those boys because for them to go to Morocco was a blessing to us, and we need to nurture them properly. Of course, there are one or two players younger, about 4 or 5 players younger than them. But mostly, I was looking at that to bring them together and make sure we build and nurture them properly so that they play without fear and as well leading them.
Okay, and now also when you announce him, Aminu Joel, many people thought they will also see the inclusion of the Botswana star, that is Umakgokolo Dingele. Was he considered for a place in the team?
Yes, of course, yes. Tsu is our player, is our star, of course, yes. And we are looking at the boys now. For us to bring him, we are to bring him when we after. I mean, we are to build first this young boys, and we are considering them. And there's a lot of games coming. We have, the AFCON, we have World Cup, that will be considered.
Well, Coach, good luck in your game on Sunday, and thank you ever so much for taking your time and speaking to us on SL Radio.
You're welcome, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
All right. Soccer La Duma Radio.
And that was Mohamutse Mpute. Remember to catch the game live on Sunday afternoon, where Bafana will be in action against Botswana in the quarterfinals of this COSAFA Championship. Don't forget also to watch Amajita, that is our national under 20 side at the FIFA World Cup, currently underway in Poland. The young Bafana are in action also tonight against Portugal in the final group stage match of the competition's chances of the qualifying for the knockout stages are close to, I don't know. They will have to hope that South Korea loses by 2 goals. Then Bona, they beat Portugal by 4 unanswered goals. Story of our lives. We have come to the end of the show for this week. I hope you enjoyed the episode of today's live show. But don't forget to grab a copy of this week's Soccer La Duma newspaper at your nearest supermarkets, taxi ranks, even at your local spaza shop for only 4 rand. In this week's edition, our first lady of sports, Ucelin Abraham, spoke to Luvuyo Memela and Riyad Peterson. There's also an interesting interview there by our journalist, Uput Umasebe Qina. He's talking to former Ajax Cape Town, that is midfielder Umkhanyiseli Siwahla. He says, "I need to apologize." That's the headline that was used there by Uput Umasebe Qina. Some interesting interview. There's also the analysis of the UEFA Champions League final between Tottenham Hotspurs and also Liverpool. Also, Uput Bivanazo spoke to Ibekle Pass player there, that is Upa Tutseto. Nange is talking about his proposed move to Bidvest, and there's also some Siya Gobosa news there about Thabo Qalinge. There's also about Brocky. There's also about Benny's situation at Cape Town City. Kaizer Chiefs sniffing around. Go and grab your copy of Soccer La Duma at your nearest supermarket for only 4 rand. From myself, Shane Matsoyane, and my producer, the sound engineer himself, Simon Streller, it is goodbye. Soccer La Duma Radio. Soccer La Duma Radio.